Diana Bagnall, research soil scientist with the Soil Health Institute, shares details about soil sampling occurring this spring throughout the Cotton Belt as part of the U.S. Climate Smart Cotton Program, which is being led by the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. Growers are encouraged to complete their enrollment in the Trust Protocol and apply to the Climate Smart Cotton Program ahead of the quickly approaching April 30th midnight deadline. Additionally, to learn more about Soil Health Institute's soil sampling work and other additional initiatives, visit soilhealthinstitute.org.
The Soil Health Institute is sampling soils on cotton farms throughout the Cotton Belt in partnership with the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol and is a part of the U.S. Climate Smart Cotton Program. And specifically, our teams are going to be in Alabama in 2024. We'll be in the Highland Rim portion of Alabama and also in the Blackland Prairie of Alabama. Then we'll be in the Blackland Prairie of Mississippi as well. And in North and South Carolina, we'll be in the Coastal Plain. We'll be measuring four indicators of soil health. We'll be looking at soil organic carbon, both stock and concentration. We'll be looking at aggregate stability measurements and potential carbon mineralization. That last one is kind of a measure of our microbial activity in soils, and we'll also be capturing plant available water holding capacity. We're also out to set benchmarks, and so these benchmarks are going to be data-driven estimates of soil health and organic carbon stock levels that the soils in that particular area could achieve if they had minimized physical disturbance, things like tillage, and maximized time with living roots. So growers could use those benchmarks to set their innovation goals, what they would like to achieve in their particular soils and climates. The Soil Health Institute's website is soilhealthinstitute.org, and that'll have all kinds of information on it if you want to learn about these programs, and just poke around and see what we're doing.